Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
6:12, 175, I think we're up to now. Message for tonight is that growing your practice, building your practice never ends. It's infinite. It's not something that you do once and then move on. This week on Monday I did a webinar, planning to do a webinar first Monday of the month moving forward, starting this month, November, and I was talking about lead magnets, which are things you put on your website to engage with patients to try and get them to contact you prior to the point of when they want a consultation, because most of us just say, do you want a consultation? So it's about having things to engage with them. And one of the mastermind members has got one that I was thinking about, which is Anthony. If you're watching, Anthony, you know who you are. You got the 5 fast track to a better back or something. And I was just thinking to myself, well, Anthony's already got a lead magnet, but then the point is, you get another lead magnet, get more lead magnets, see if one lead magnet works better than other lead magnets. When I first started, I got 5 things to know about your mole, 3 questions to ask your plastic surgeon. I've got a brochure, I've got all sorts of lead magnets, and actually now I've gone through all I wrote a book, I've got a webinar that people can enroll on, and now that I've got all these lead magnets, I realise that actually Request a Price is by far the top performer. But you can't just stop on one lead magnet. You have to get other lead magnets, get other, keep trying other things, be creative, keep moving. It's like when, it's not like, it's you're building a business, and you can't just say, you spend £50 on advertising or £5,000 on advertising. It's like, what are you advertising? What is your message? I give a good service. You've got to, what is it? Everyone says that they give a good service, so what are you doing? I'm always impressed with McDonald's, because they always seem to be changing things up, and when they went to the that weird way of paying, it was quite a while ago now, when you, a bit like Argos, where you pay at one place and then you pick it up at another place, that was quite a big change, and they had to change quite a lot to do that. And then they went to the consoles where you order the food. I know it's quite standard now, but when they did it, it's like, wow, they're changing. They had the iPads on the tables, they're changing all the time, and they're reiterating things, because you can't rest on your laurels. And you, even a big company like that, you think, god, they're set, why change a format that's not broken? But it's because they're continuously trying to be creative, they're trying to adapt and improve and think of ways that they can improve the service that they're offering. And not everything's going to work, things won't work, but that's fine. You tried it and go back to the original one. But it's a bit like your kind of audit cycle. It's supposed to be an audit spiral, isn't it? Because you keep on going back and back and trying to improve things, seeing if it works. If it does, fantastic, carry on with it. If it doesn't, then go back to the original. And it's a constant thing. And I'm constantly looking for ways I can engage your patients better, and that I can provide a better service in different ways. Recently we adopted WhatsApp quite strongly, and that's something I'm going to talk about in the next webinar. And that's a modification. We used to have an online chat on the website. Now we've got a WhatsApp button on the website, which is a lot better, a lot cheaper as well. It's constantly thinking of things, not just to say, like the lead magnet thing is being a classic example. You look and say, I've got a lead magnet, I'm done there, tick that box off. Well, no. Get another lead magnet, see if you can get a better lead magnet, tweak the lead magnet you've got, look at the after the post sequence after they've asked for your lead magnet, what's the sequence they go through afterwards. So you're constantly reiterating things and looking at how you can improve things. It's a constant, it's infinite. It is very much a spiral. It never, never ends. You're constantly looking at ways, because things change, technologies change, ways people use things change. Mobile's pretty much established now. So look at how everything looks on a mobile. Is it optimized for mobile? It's a constant iteration, not to mention the fact that you've got to constantly be producing content and getting out there and getting in front of patients. And it's not a question of just, you know, paying for adverts and getting the same message out time and time again. You've got to give relevant and helpful information. So you've got to be producing that information, producing that content, and distributing that content. It's a constant game. It never, never ends. So if you think you've got a lead magnet, or get another one, you know, if you think, oh, I'm going to spend money on advertising, well, what are you advertising? What's your message? You can't just say, oh, I'm going to advertise. Well, what are you advertising? If you're just advertising psychiatry, treating depression, that doesn't need an advert, because we know that psychiatrists can treat depression. You know, if you're just advertising, you know, breast implants surgeon, that's not really advertising. It's saying, look, choose me because of this. This is what I do. This is who I am. And you've got to think about what's your message, and you've got to be creative, really. You've got to continuously be creative and think of ways that you can engage with patients so that can improve your bond with them and your community and the way they feel about being treated by you. So it's an infinite game, it never ends. So if you've got a lead magnet, get another one. If you've got a blog, make sure you update it regularly. If you've got social media accounts, make sure you post something on there. If you treat a particular condition, think about ways that you can give a better service than someone else who treats the same condition. It may not be in the actual treatment of the condition, but it may be in other things around this kind of engagement and service. So it's a constant thing, and it's like any business. Any business that's successful will be constantly looking. You know, look, Kentucky Fried Chicken changed to KFC, and you know, these big companies are changing, and their logos change, dashboards change, the way that where their decor changes. So it's happening with massive business, and it should be happening with your business too. Constantly look at ways you can do things better, because there always will be an option to potentially do things better. Hope that's been helpful. Looking forward to episode 176 already next Thursday, 6:12.